In this bulletin, leaders past and present pay tribute to former Prime Minister Bob Hawke. An Adelaide man jailed for more than 40 years for sexually abusing children in Thailand and Australia. And Rugby Australia terminates Israel Folau's $4 million contract because of his controversial social media posts. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Leaders past and present have paid tribute to former Labor Prime Minister Bob Hawke. The 89-year-old died peacefully at his Sydney home on Thursday. Mr. Hawke was Australia's 23rd Prime Minister and Labor's longest-serving Prime Minister. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says Mr. Hawke changed Australia for the better.
A lot of people who've never met him love him. A lot of people who did meet him love him. He's left us all a legacy. Australia loved Bob Hawke. Bob Hawke loved Australians.
Former Liberal Prime Minister John Howard has remembered Mr. Hawke as an outstanding leader. Mr. Howard has also hit back at critics of Tony Abbott's tribute to Mr. Hawke, describing the reactions as outrage for the sake of outrage. Mr. Abbott came under fire for claiming that Mr. Hawke had a Labor heart but a Liberal head. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Howard said he found the statement to be completely unexceptional.
It seems as if there's a cohort of people in the Australian community at the moment, probably not friends of the Liberal Party, who just want to seize on anything Tony Abbott says and criticise it, irrespective of the merit and the substance involved.
Indigenous activist and academic Marcia Langton has described Mr. Hawke as the greatest Prime Minister in Australian history. Speaking to NITV, Ms. Langton thanked Mr. Hawke for his contribution to the Indigenous community.
I think what Bob Hawke was doing was trying all the time to elevate our position in Australian society and to ensure that our rights were recognised. He didn't succeed on all counts, but he did succeed in many major ways, and we should never forget that.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says tomorrow's election will be extremely close. Labor remains on track to win the election, leading the coalition 51% to 49% on a two-party preferred basis. Mr. Morrison says everyone's vote will be important.
Every single Australian walking into that ballot box tomorrow is empowered to choose your local member here in Warren Ench in Leichhardt and to choose who your Prime Minister will be. You will be making that decision. Not pollsters, not newspapers, not politicians, but you will be making that choice.
An Adelaide man who sexually abused 11 babies and children in Thailand and Australia has been jailed for more than 40 years. The judge sentenced 31-year-old Rureshah Tokputsa to 40 years and 3 months behind bars and described him as a child's worst nightmare. He can apply for bail in 28 years. Rugby Australia has terminated Israel Folau's $4 million contract, saying the 30-year-old player was guilty of a high-level breach of the player's code of conduct. Folau, who's a Pentecostal Christian, made a series of controversial social media posts, including one where he proclaimed that homosexuals and other sinners would go to hell. A three-person panel ordered his contract be terminated for his breach of the player's code of conduct. Rugby Australia chief Raylene Castle spoke about the penalty at a news conference in Sydney.
There's been an extremely challenging period for rugby, and this issue has created an unwanted distraction in an important year for the sport and for the Wallabies team. But our clear message to all rugby fans today is that we need to stand by our values and the qualities of inclusion, passion, integrity, discipline, respect and teamwork.
In tennis, Nick Kyrgios is facing another ban from the ATP Tour. The 24-year-old was disqualified from the Italian Open after throwing a chair onto the court during his second-round match against Norway's Casper Ruud. The ATP has confirmed Kyrgios will lose $33,000 in prize money and will face an investigation following the outburst. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, sunny and 17. Adelaide, becoming cloudy, 23 degrees. Melbourne, sunny and 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 18. Canberra, sunny and 20 degrees. Wollongong, similar, 21. Sydney, sunny and 23. Newcastle, also sunny, 24. Brisbane, possible shower, 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 28. and Darwin a possible shower or storm and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.